Good evening. This is Akash Bani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi this evening. The third edition of the conclave, to be held till the 6th of this month, focuses on themes such as financing the green transition, geo-economic fragmentation, and the implications for growth, principles for policy action to preserve resilience, among others. Speaking at the conclave this morning, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasized the government's commitment to fiscal discipline. She said the fiscal deficit is estimated to decline further from 5.6% in financial year 2024 to 4.9% in 2025. Mr. Sitharaman noted that by 2047, the Viksit Bharat will usher prosperity not just to Indians but to the rest of the world by becoming central to a vibrant exchange of ideas, technology and culture. Speakers from across the world are taking part in the Kautilya Economic Conclave. Both Indian and international scholars and policymakers are discussing some of the most important issues confronting the Indian economy and economies of the Global South. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the domestic defence production has crossed the record figure of 1,27,000 crore rupees in the year 2023-24. He was addressing the 7th annual general meeting of the Society of Indian Defence Manufacturers in New Delhi. The Defence Minister said the government has launched many schemes for the development of cutting-edge technology in the defence sector. Mr. Singh also highlighted IDEX Technology Development Fund, Aditi scheme and various types of incentive schemes which are being run by the ministry. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar is holding talks with top Sri Lankan leadership in Colombo today. Mr. Jaishankar reached Colombo this morning on a day-long visit to Sri Lanka. Our correspondent reports Dr. Jaishankar's visit to Sri Lanka marks the first by a foreign minister since President Onura Kumara Dissanayake took office. This visit aims to strengthen bilateral relations and highlights the shared commitment to deepening the long-standing partnerships for mutual benefit. During the day-long visit, Dr. Jaishankar is meeting the Sri Lankan President as well as Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasuriya. The Supreme Court has ordered the setting up of an independent special investigation team, SIT, to investigate the allegations regarding use of adulterated ghee in preparing prasadam laddus at Andhra Pradesh's Tirumala Tirupati Temple. The SIT will include two officials from the CBI and Andhra Pradesh Police each and a senior officer from Food Safety and Standard Authority of India. The probe will be supervised by the CBI director. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has asserted that the railways will not be privatized under any circumstance. Mr. Vaishnaw attended the 40th Foundation Day of the Railway Protection Force in Nashik and inspected the parade. Addressing the event, the minister stated that the railway is a means of travel for the poor and middle class of the country and therefore the central government has made substantial investments in railways, focusing on research, security and human resources. All arrangements have been made in Haryana for polling for the single-phase assembly elections tomorrow. Voting will be held for 90 seats in the state. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. 1,031 candidates are in the fray. The state has more than 2,03,54,000 eligible voters. A total of 20,632 polling booths have been set up for smooth conduct of elections. Counting of votes for three-phase elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 people were killed and 3 others injured in a road accident in Mirzapur district in the wee hours today. The mishap took place when a truck collided with a tractor trolley near Mirza Murad on Mirzapur-Varanasi border. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in Mirzapur. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam and Arunachal Pradesh today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.